Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander with a few little tidbits today we want to talk about. But first, let's give the phone numbers. We are criticized all the time for not giving the phone numbers. Call us at 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000.
You have questions, comments, subjects you want to talk about, financial subjects, we'd love to hear from you. It makes it so much easier that we sit around and scratch our heads and try to figure out what are we going to talk about. So, go, Leanne, we'll let you start today.
We've had a lot of calls about the 401ks and the retirement plans and the SEPs and the IRAs, et cetera, since, of course, we're going into tax season. But we've had a lot of individuals question, if I have IRAs sitting out there because I didn't think about that IRA until I was dealing with my taxes, what are my choices? Can I leave it there? And can I move it? And what should I put into it, et cetera? Now, with an IRA, you have the flexibility of doing what you want to do with it because you are the one managing that IRA. It's in your individual retirement account versus when you're into a program through your business, wherever you work. That's a whole different ballgame, and you have to look at it differently because then they have, where you work, they have control of the program. They have control of what they're going to invest it in as far as choosing the mutual fund group or the mutual funds that go into that 401k. And you have then the option of going ahead and putting money into that 401k and choosing from some different funds or categories within the funds that were already chosen. So the big thing is you have to look at your whole portfolio. You should look at your 401k, and if you have an IRA out there, you want to look at them together to see how you have allocated your money.
As an entity.
As an entity, really, because you don't want to invest in the very identical fund in your IRA that you are doing in your 401k. There's going to be different options there. Now, if you leave a company, then you can leave it with that company that you were at. You can roll it into your existing IRA or set up an IRA if you don't have it and manage it yourself or with somebody like an advisor. Or you can roll it to the next retirement plan in the next company that you're going to work for. The big thing is don't forget about those plans because too often people have been changing where they've been working and they go in one job and then pretty soon they've taken a better job and then they moved on and they forget that they have them there. Quite often I hear someone or get an email from someone saying, hey, I just got notice that I have this 401k over here and I forgot all about it. What should I do with it? Well, number one, look to see if it'll fit with your other program where you are now. Number two, consider the fact you can have a rollover into, or not a rollover, you can move it from that 401k into your own IRA. So those are a couple of different options, or you can open up another program. So you need to think very carefully about what do you have, where is it located, what do you have invested in these different retirement plans? Can you consolidate them a little bit? Can you have your IRA here with several different investments, your 401k over here? Maybe you choose to even put it into an annuity and have that as an IRA also. So you do have some options. The thing is how conservative or aggressive you want to be. If you're very young, and we mentioned this before, be aggressive. If you're going into retirement, you're going to look at it in a whole different light because then you're going to be a little bit more conservative. And if you divide up your assets into these different programs, then think about that. How far am I away from retirement? How aggressive do I feel comfortable? I had a fellow come in the other day, and he has actually has his IRA invested one way and a different IRA in a different location invested a different way. He said, this is my retirement IRA. This is the one that I'm going to play with and work with and be very aggressive in it. So think carefully about how you're going to handle it. The next question I got was, how do I transfer, if I want to transfer it from a company into my IRA? Well, first of all, you have to get the forms from the existing company that or the company that you're leaving. You have to fill those out. And in the meantime, if you want to put it into an IRA for yourself, you have to be sure that account is open. Fill out those forms, return them to the company. They, in turn, will then transfer the money over. They can do it directly to the next company where their IRA is, or they may actually send a check out to you. If they send out a check to you, it should be mailed out for the benefit of
FBO. FBO.
For the benefit of and made out to the company. You don't cash it because there's a taxable event there. All you do is just bring it over to the new IRA and put the money in there. In this way, it's just a transfer. But quite often, they want to send you a check now instead of directly transferring it to the new company because they don't want to monkey with small amounts. They want to do the, just the transfers with the big amount. So don't be surprised if you get a small check and it's for the benefit of.
As Leanne said, it's surprising when you sit down and make people think about what they have in terms of, well, I worked at so-and-so, and, oh, I wonder if I might have somebody. And then the wife will say, well, yeah, John, you had, don't you, do you remember you put some money? Well, I don't know where it is. They've forgotten about it.
And they do send out statements, but then sometimes those statements get tossed.
Well, then the other thing that's even probably more important is that if you leave the money with a company and the company gets into financial trouble, then how am I going to get my money out of there? Because everything may be frozen until they get all the financial problems resolved.
And a lot of people don't realize that. They can't touch your 401k. They can't keep it, but it can be frozen.
It's your money, but
it can be frozen until that company who's gone under or been bought by another company gets all lined up before they even allow that money to be transferred.
So it's yours. It might be yours.
But you may not know when you're going to get it.
Right.
And if you need to draw on it sometime soon in the future, be real careful about that because it could be held up.
My statement to people is almost without exception, if you've left the company, roll it to an IRA that you are self-directing with some advice from somebody. But you now control the money. Don't leave it there. You shouldn't do that.
Just review all your options and be sure you understand what your options are. And don't just shrug it off. And don't forget to list it in your whole picture that you have it. Because it could be little and then it's grown over time. And that company that you had it at before is not going to really be watching it very carefully.
They don't care. You're gone.
And so, needless to say, how you left that company and how you invested it at that point means it's probably still invested that way. So be very particular about keeping track of your assets and keeping track of where you have your retirement accounts.
Okay, and one of the other questions we're getting now is something new that's come up in the life insurance. When you're buying life insurance, they call it linked, L-I-N-K-E-D, linked life insurance. There are many options now that they didn't used to have when you bought life. You used to think about buying life insurance, well, when I die, somebody's going to get some money. Well, that's not necessarily true anymore. With linked life insurance, you might have a long-term care rider on there that says that if you need long-term care, we can take that death benefit or the bulk of that death benefit out for care. Or you might have a critical illness rider that says if the doctor says that I've got a critical illness and I need some money, and I don't know where I'm going to get the money, maybe I can take some of my death benefit. Or you might have a chronic illness, something that's going to last for a long, long time, and I need some money. Where am I going to get the money? I'm going to get it out of my life insurance death benefit. And, of course, the other one would be a terminal illness, would be doctor says you've got X number of months to live, I need some cash, I need some money, well, I'll take out part of my death benefit. Now, this is new, and most of the companies are issuing some form of linked life insurance now that they didn't do, a couple years ago. This was just starting to get involved. So when you're thinking about life insurance, if you're going to buy some life insurance, you might want to think about some linked life insurance, because you don't want to just have to die to help the family out. They may need that cash before you die, or part of it at least. And so those things are available. It's long-term care, critical illness, chronic illness, or terminal illness. And those benefits are available in a lot of life insurance contracts. You might want to ask your agent if you're going to buy some life insurance.
Life insurance and long-term care insurance are extremely important when it comes to your family. And also when you look at long-term care, I know it's very expensive. And I know that there's different ways to go ahead and buy long-term care. The big thing is the health question is the biggest draw on your money in the future.
That is the single one element that will destroy a family quicker than anything else. Is that long-term illness, critical illness, that's going to just draw all of the assets aside, and you've got nothing left. And I've seen it, I don't even know how many times I've seen it, where one member of the family comes down with Alzheimer's, Pick's disease, some kind of a chronic thing that's not going to go away, and it lasts for years and years and years, and the spouse takes care of them. They spend all their money, and typically it's the male. Women are hard on the men, so they go first.
Really?
And she's left with nothing because he spends all the money. She
is the caregiver.
She's the caregiver. She spends everything they got to hopefully help him out. But when he's gone, she's left with nothing or a very minimal amount.
That means those retirement funds will go for that.
Those retirement funds are all gone. There may be some Social Security left that she gets, but it's really tragic, and I see it way too often.
Well, you do have to sit down and plan your portfolio when you talk about retirement, but you also have to take into consideration your health. You have to take into consideration your family history. So it's a big plan that you have to lay down. So think carefully about how you plan and lay it all out. Don't wait till the last minute.
Any other quick words of wisdom, Leanne, that we're running right out of time here already?
Well, we are having some wonderful spring weather now, and we hope that you really enjoy the summer. But don't forget about your portfolio, and don't forget about your plans. You're going on vacation. You're going to plan for that. Some people spend more time planning their vacation than they do planning their retirement and planning their assets. The stock and bond market, they're going to keep changing. They haven't raised the interest rates yet. They're kind of putting it off.
They will someday.
Someday they will. And you're going to see that when it does, it may give your portfolio some volatility. But understand, long term, you have to think what will work for you in the future.
Give us a call if you have questions at 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000.
And please, we like questions, we like comments, we like suggestions. So give us a call, and we'll talk to you again next week on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.